Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to stand full force behind the rail workers of our nation and those of my home state of Ohio. Rail workers deserve our thanks and respect for the backbreaking work they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The U.S. House passed a bill 290 to 137 Wednesday to force railroad unions to accept a bargaining agreement and divert a crippling strike. There is a push in the Senate to include a sick leave provision, but the Biden administration doubts it will pass. Hakeem Jeffries was elected as the new House Democratic leader and promised the caucus will work for the people and ensure the voices of their constituents are heard. Jeffries added he is seeking bipartisan cooperation when possible.
We look forward to finding opportunities to partner with the other side of the aisle and work with them whenever possible, but we will also push back against extremism whenever necessary.
Earlier this week, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, was found guilty of seditious conspiracy for his part in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Attorney General Merrick Garland said more must be done.
As the verdict of this case makes clear, the department will work tirelessly to hold accountable those responsible for crimes related to the attack on our democracy on January 6, 2021.
Garland added the Justice Department is working to uncover the legal missteps which led to the neglect of Jackson, Mississippi's water system. At the White House's Tribal Nations Summit, President Joe Biden said he intends to provide Native Americans a stronger voice in federal issues.
Federal agencies should strive to reach consensus among the tribes. And there should be adequate time for ample communication. Federal agencies should prepare a public record for what's transpired during those consultations, and tribal nations should know how their contributions influence the decision-making.
As the legislative session nears an end, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke about his goals, adding while he would like to work in a bipartisan manner, he believes the new Republican House majority will advance GOP priorities.
I can work with anyone who's willing to work to get our spending under control, to work to make America energy independent, to secure our borders. CRs are not where we want to be, but if we cannot get our work done now, the outgoing majority, if they don't want to work with us, we can get this work done in January as well.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.